Riding Saddle Broncs is the most promising future profession for one young Kansas cowboy. Cable Wareham of Whiting has been a rodeo champion on several levels in recent years. He's continuing that success record in the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, PRCA. Talking by cell phone on the road from Seguin, Texas to Jasper, Texas, Cable has a very busy schedule. I was 86 points last night on an Andrews Bronc, putting me second there, he said. I'm up tonight at Jasper, hoping to draw right and win some money. While that's on the professional PRCA circuit, the Jackson County Cowboy has much more on his agenda. I've qualified for the College National Finals Rodeo Saddle Bronc Riding at Casper, Wyoming, June 12th to 18th, Cable said. It's considerably more in-depth story than qualified. He's the National Intercollegiate Rodeo Association, NIRA, Central Plains Region Champion Saddle Bronc Rider. Cable is a member of the Fort Scott Community College FSCC rodeo team. He led the Fort Scott Greyhounds men's team to second in the region behind Southeastern Oklahoma State University, Durant. The Central Plains region consists of teams from 17 colleges and universities across Kansas and Oklahoma. Top two teams from the 11 regions qualified to take a full six-man team to the College National Finals Rodeo. During the season, Cable won two college rodeos, Kansas State University, Manhattan, and Northwestern Oklahoma State University, Alva. I was in the top five in another handful of college rodeos, Cable said. The Association of Rodeo Committees, ARC, has honored Cable as the top money-winning Kansas PRCA saddle bronc rider. That really is a big honor for me, giving me a positive outlook for a rodeo career, Cable said. ARC is dedicated to building successful PRCA rodeos throughout the sharing of knowledge and experiences, he said. The award is presented to give cowboys an extra incentive to hit the Kansas rodeos. This is Cable's second year on the Fort Scott team after being the most successful high school rodeo career. As a senior at Jackson Heights High School, he was the Kansas High School Rodeo Association champion saddle bronc rider. That title qualified him for the National High School Rodeo Finals, where Cable was named the champion saddle bronc rider. I started out riding at junior rodeos and steer riding and moved up to saddle broncs, Cable remembered. I became dedicated to riding saddle broncs after I saw Marty Hebb, Eagle Butte, South Dakota, ride at Strong City, Kansas, Cable said. Marty really impressed me, and I decided I wanted to be able to ride and rodeo just like he did. Credit was also given to Cable's dad, Rob Wareham, for coaching assistance and encouragement. He did ride in several rodeos several years, and always has been a great help to me, Cable said. Awarded a rodeo scholarship to attend FSCC, Cable has done some team roping at college rodeos. However, I prefer to concentrate on one event. Saddle bronc riding fits me best, he said. While it might sound easy, the 20-year-old cowboy is dedicated to improving his skills. I appreciate Chad Cross, our rodeo team coach, and my teammates for all of their help and encouragement, Cable acknowledged. Don Reno Rodeo Company, Nevada, Oklahoma, provides saddle broncs for the FSCC team practice. Last year, I would get on about a handful of practice horses weekly, Cable said, but now I only ride a couple broncs during the week between weekend rodeos. I try to work out as much as possible, too, with my busy schedule. Loaded question the cowboys shouldn't ever be asked. Do you ever get bucked off? Well, being always humble. I have, but I sure don't intend to, Cable said. The contractors always put their best horses in the short go-round, and that gets a little tough sometimes. His obvious winning record proves the champion rides most of his bucking horses. His score at Seguin, Texas, matches his top professional rodeo score. I've only marked 86 points twice at a PRCA rodeo, Cable said. I marked 84 points at Durant, Oklahoma, which is my best ride in college rodeo. Majoring in farm and ranch management, Cable's college rodeo future is yet undetermined. It'll depend on how the college finals end up, he said. I didn't have enough points to qualify the college finals last year, so this is my first year there. I hope to draw right and ride to be the collegiate champion, Cable evaluated. However, I do have two more years of NIR eligibility there. Career plans are professional rodeo bronc riding. I plan to rodeo easier throughout the summer and then go hard this fall, Cable said. I want to buy my professional card, be the champion rookie, and qualify for the National Finals Rodeo. Little downtime between rodeos for the real cowboy. My dad is a Jackson County Farm Bureau agent and also runs a cow-calf operation, Cable said. Grandpa and my brother-in-law also have cow herds. Altogether, they have more than 500 cows. There's work for me when I'm around home.